Boom is hitting our Great Walks, causing DOC to hike hut fees, and it'll all happen from mid-May. Now, Gavin Walker is DOC's Director of Recreation, Tourism and Heritage. And Gavin, good evening.
Hi there.
So why have you decided to increase the charges?
It's been 5 years since we've undertaken a pricing review on the Great Walks. And in that 5 years, a heck of a lot's changed. So the nine Great Walks are getting a whole lot more use. And to ensure that we have the resources to protect those places and to ensure that people have great experiences, we've looked at the pricing of those and decided to make some changes.
Are you seeing a big increase in visitors?
Yeah, so we've seen a substantial increase, 35% increase over the last 3 years in people using the Great Walks. So that's 120,000 people over the past calendar year, with about 60% of those people now being international visitors.
And the increase in fees applies to what, huts and campsites?
It's anybody staying in department-managed huts and campsites on those nine walks.
Milford Track, for example, what would it cost to stay in a hut?
So the Milford Track is moving from $56 a night to $70 a night.
That's pretty cheap, isn't it? That's cheap.
We think it represents really good value for money for one of the most spectacular overnight backcountry experiences you can have in the world.
Yeah, I agree. And how would this compare with around the world? You'd pay a lot more than $70 elsewhere, I would have thought.
So that's certainly the case. We've had a look at how these places compare to other places internationally. And even with these movements, we're still cheaper than a lot of other options worldwide. So certainly cheaper than the South American and Australian options that are similar to this.
Do we have to be cheaper, though? It's about recouping the costs, isn't it? Does this cover all the costs?
Yeah, so the challenge there is we've got to strike a balance because we still want to set fees at a rate at which we know Kiwis can get out and enjoy these places. And so we've borne that in mind as part of this fee-setting process, and we're committed to ensuring that the Kids Go Free policy on Great Walks remains in place.
Okay.
So that Kiwi families can get out.
And with such staggering numbers taking these walks, will you have to limit numbers in time, or is that already happening?
So effectively, the accommodation on the Great Walks does limit the total number of people able to stay overnight on them. And so what we're talking about here is how we've made changes to the prices based on those places that are far busier being charged at a higher rate than those that are less busy. So the idea is if you can't get on the Milford because it's busy, think about another option like the Lake Waikaremoana track or Heafy track. That's priced at a lower rate to encourage people to get out and explore some different places.
Thank you. That is Gavin Walker, DOC's Director of Recreation, Tourism and Heritage.
Larry Williams.
Well, let me tell you about the...